Michelle Franzen. The UN says aid trucks are trickling into Gaza, ending a nearly three-month-long blockade imposed by Israel. Israel's prime minister, meantime, vowing to take full control of Gaza, launching more deadly airstrikes overnight. That is indirect talks on a ceasefire take place in Qatar. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has more.
There are some subtle signs, some subtle reports that suggest that we are at the most hopeful point ever since Israel restarted its war at the end of the last ceasefire just weeks ago, that there could be some hope of a breakthrough in those talks amidst a lot of US pressure. President Trump, you're saying, has really doubled down and suggested that he now wants to see an end to the war in Gaza.
The call between President Trump and Russia's President Vladimir Putin has concluded, lasting nearly 2 hours. The White House has yet to issue a readout saying President Trump plans to talk to Ukraine's leader too, all to help broker a ceasefire deal. This is ABC News. In California, police say the suspect of the car bombing outside a fertility clinic in Palm Springs died in that explosion, the blast also injuring five others. ABC News has obtained online writings of the identified suspect, Guy Barkas, saying he believed the world should not be populated. Federal authorities call it an intentional act of terrorism. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is in Palm Springs.
People told me it was the loudest boom they have ever heard in their lives. Many people here in Palm Springs, they're on vacation. They're here to relax. So can you imagine? They told me they felt this shaking throughout the entire city, and they saw windows breaking across all of these buildings, and none of them knew what was going on.
In New York City, testimony continuing in the sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Diddy Combs. On the stand today, Carrie Morgan, the former friend of Combs' ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, who finished her testimony last week. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Get Memorial Day appliance savings at the Home Depot with up to 35% off. Plus, up to an extra $450 off select appliances like Whirlpool that can keep up with your busy routine. Whether storing weeknight dinners or packing coolers for the next sports practice, the Home Depot has the Whirlpool refrigerator with storage and ice capacity for everything you need to keep up. Celebrate Memorial Day with savings on select appliances at the Home Depot. Offer valid May 15th through June 4th, U.S. only, C-Store or online for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson made a pitch for Republican unity at the weekend state party convention in Wausau. Johnson said squabbles within county parties aren't helpful when the focus needs to be on turning out Republican voters.
We've always had them. I mean, people are people. There's always power struggle. But I have to admit, in the 15 years since I entered this political process, I've never seen as many squabbles.
Johnson said he won't pick sides in the disputes between MAGA Republicans and more moderate members of the party, but he asked both sides to abide by the decisions of state party leadership. Wisconsin's higher education funding takes another drop.
According to the latest analysis from a national organization of state higher education executives, the universities of Wisconsin ranked 44th out of 50 states in public funding last year, a drop of one spot from 2023. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman said more public investment is urgent. Just 18% of the UW system's current two-year budget of $13.7 billion comes from state taxpayers. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Department of Natural Resources budget request for the next biennium sits at $1.2 billion. Oshkosh Democratic Representative Lori Palmieri.
Over the next month and a half, I'm looking forward to working with my friends across the aisle in the DNR to get these common sense, popular provisions passed. Maintaining our public lands and preserving our beautiful landscape for future generations is something that everyone can support. And it's an area of bipartisan cooperation in a time where politics can be divisive.
The DNR's request would be a 2% increase. Republicans who control the legislature's Joint Finance Committee will need to approve any increase in funding. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 80% of young producers said they get their most important agriculture information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you are in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and breezy with highs around 60. The possibility of showers this evening become a bigger chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, bringing some gusty winds with them. It'll be a damp and dreary day tomorrow. Soaking rainfall is possible. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Our regular update on what's happening in the used equipment market. Head to London for an update from GrainCom. Get ready for the Maha report. And take a check of what looks to be an active week of weather.
From your Ag Info Launchpad via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Machinery Pete Greg Peterson. Then it's Dan Bossi from Ag Resource Company. And later, Alex Dunn from Crop Life America. Directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAM WX. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Glad that we are up and running on another week of AgriTalk. Here we go. Here we go. You know, and hey, we got to pull a little extra double duty this week at some point, too. Got to get ready for next Monday, which is Memorial Day already.
That's right. That's right. It's coming right up.
What? Memorial Day? It just, it barely even seems possible that we're heading into the first official. Can we call it that? The first official weekend of summer?
The first unofficial weekend of official, unofficial calendar summer.
Okay. All right. That's what I have like in my that. Notes. I like that. Yeah. I think we should probably get that trademarked.
Okay.
All right.
I'll make a note of that. Call the trademark office again.
It's only 52 degrees in Northeast Iowa right now.
Really?
52. It was chilly, chilly, chilly this morning. Uh-huh. It rained very briefly, but man, it was a cold rain. Oh, yeah. And we've got more rain coming our way tonight. We're going to get an update on that from Brett Waltz coming up here in just a little bit.
Yeah, you bet. We're 69 degrees here in KC. We got some rain, some thunder overnight. Looks like we only got 5 millimeters out of it overnight. However, 82 millimeters are expected in the next 24 hours. I don't know how much rain that is, but that's a lot of M&Ms, 82.
Yeah.
It's like 8 centimeters plus a little more.
That's a soaking rain is what we're talking about there.
Yeah. It'll be good. So. We did some yard farming. You know, we got some flowers to water out here. Save me the trouble this evening if it rained all day.
Yeah, I'll go there for that. There you go. All right, let's get to the news.
Yeah, man. The National Weather Service is calling for significant severe weather and heavy rainfall. They're calling it likely from the central and southern plains into the Ozarks today into tonight. Tornadoes potentially strong to intense. Large hail and damaging winds are possible. Critical fire weather, including gusty winds and low humidity, will continue today over parts of Arizona, New Mexico, West Texas, and the Central Valley of California. Chip, I think I saw some videos of some massive tornado damage, including some fatalities. I saw some from out in Kentucky. I think Kansas got hit. Yep. Wow, the severe weather, man.
Well, And the windstorm that blew through central Illinois and into Chicagoland.
That's right.
It tied up traffic on one of the highways there for hours. Yeah. Hours. Yeah. Crazy.
Well, corn, soybeans, and wheat rebounded from Friday's losses during the overnight session. The U.S. dollar index was down sharply. Front month crude oil futures around 65 cents lower just ahead of the open. And looking out across our universe today, Chip, a little bit of strength in corn to get us going here, eh?
Yeah, a little bit. 2 to 3 cents higher in corn. Soybeans are steady to 2 cents higher. Soybean meal under a little bit of pressure. Bean oil is trading higher, and we've got some gains happening in the wheat market as well. Over on the livestock side, cattle are trading higher this morning, and lean hogs are mixed.
All right. Well, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says the most effective way to allow year-round E15 sales is through congressional action. Testifying before the Senate Appropriations Committee on Wednesday, Zeldin told lawmakers, quote, that is the most durable and easiest solution to this issue. Now, Chip, Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer said her bill, which is called the Nationwide Consumer and Fueler Retailer Choice Act, will eliminate the emergency waivers that EPA has had to issue the last 6 years, saying, quote, we need to pass a permanent solution and not have our agency go through this product every single year. This sort of ad hoc emergency waivers, yada, yada. Let's get this sucker codified. Chip?
Yeah, there's bipartisan support for this. They just need to work up the guts and get it done.
Well, Chip, the European Union has halted all poultry and poultry meat imports from Brazil due to its recent outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza. That's your bird flu. Japan has suspended imports of poultry meat from the city of Montenegro and live poultry from the entire Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul following the HPAI outbreak. China on Friday banned poultry imports from Brazil for 60 days. Nikkei Asia reports Japan is apparently now open to negotiating a partial reduction, not a full elimination, Chip, of U.S. tariffs, signaling a notable shift in Tokyo's trade strategy following the Trump administration's recent deals with the U.K. and China. U.S. negotiators want India to allow shipments of ethanol for blending with gasoline. People familiar with the situation told Bloomberg that would be a change from current rules, Chip, that promote domestic supply and permit overseas purchases of ethanol only for non-fuel use. Any relaxation of rules by India, however, could undermine the country's own efforts to cut a huge energy import bill, which leaves it heavily dependent on outside nations. And finally, Chip, House Republicans passed President Trump's ambitious legislative package, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, through the Budget Committee late Sunday night, narrowly overcoming internal party resistance. The bill heads to the House Rules Committee on Wednesday, where revisions are likely. Chip?
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
Man, what a wild weekend. Started on Friday with those crazy dust storms in the middle part of the country.
Yeah, that was a nasty day, severe weather-wise, across the Ohio Valley. And again, yeah, I don't know if I've ever really seen that this time of the year so far east into Illinois and Indiana with those dust storms moving northward away from the storms. I think we ended up with over 30 tornado reports on Friday alone.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. So severe weather risk again today. What's the bullseye?
Yeah, today the bullseye is across eastern Oklahoma, northwest Arkansas, southwestern Missouri, and southeast Kansas. You could extend that maybe up to Kansas City as well. A moderate risk. That's a 4 on a scale of 5. I'm definitely concerned there could be a couple of stronger tornadoes and I think some very, very large hail possible in a couple of those storms.
All right. Does it move to the east tomorrow?
Yeah, it does. Then you've got a lot of the same areas that were hit pretty hard on Friday across that mid-Mississippi River Valley region, lower Ohio Valley. We'll see more risk, Paducah, Memphis, Nashville, Tennessee, St. Louis. Those will be areas that will need to be watching the forecast for tomorrow.
Okay. Go a little bit further north. What are we expecting in the middle of the Corn Belt?
Yeah, so north of all this severe weather activity, we've got some heavier rain chances. You know, it's been a dry month so far for a lot of the areas across the upper Midwest. And I think you've got a solid swath of 1 to 2, locally 3 inches of rain for a good part of Illinois, Iowa, southern Minnesota as we go over the next several days.
Okay. All right. Give us an early look at next weekend, Memorial Day weekend. How's that looking?
You know, it looks unseasonably cool. It's probably not going to be the best Memorial Day to get out on the lake for the middle of the country, but I do think that there could be some rain chances we'll need to keep an eye on as well. Probably 60s and 70s for a lot of folks.
Okay. Brett, thank you, my friend. We will talk to you again, probably not next week, but we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Chip.
All right. Thank you. That is Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. All right, coming up next, we've got a report. A report from Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, here on AgriTalk.
Farmers, don't miss the M3 Hilltop Ranch Retirement Auction on Purple Wave. No reserve auction closing May 14th. Featuring John Deere 7 and 8 Series tractors, a 2021 JD W235 wind rower, and more quality equipment in Rogersville, Missouri. Check purplewave.com for inspection details. Upgrade your operation with equipment from a name you trust. Start bidding at purplewave.com. Purple Wave, where community legacy meets farming future.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association and farmer in Wright County. At ICGA, we work on behalf of our members for the best return on investment for your farm by advocating for corn issues at both the state and federal levels. Together, our voices are stronger, so I urge all corn farmers to join ICGA today to pass policies that impact our farms. Visit iowacorn.org/join. To amplify your voice.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hard-working folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game-changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
When the game is on the line,
life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Introducing Riverside Plaza, now open at the shop bays of Napa Auto Parts in Durand. Riverside Plaza is a Napa Auto Care Center offering expert service at a price you can afford. Get oil changes starting at just $22.50, plus oil and filter, including a full inspection and fluid top-off. Riverside Plaza also provides tire sales, repairs, fleet maintenance, diagnostics, and wheel alignments. Enjoy convenient drop-off and loyalty rewards. Open until 6 p.m. daily and Saturdays by appointment. Riverside Plaza, 403 West Madison Street, downtown Durand.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Hey, Machinery Pete here. Sorry I can't be with you live on the radio with my sons Chip and Davis this week on the road again, but wanted to chime in with a little weekly update. So we'll set sail with our Machinery Pete Pick of the Week, which this week will not be a piece of equipment. We're going to do something different. We need to do a couple sky points. With respect, you maybe saw the note I posted on our Machine Repeat social media pages last week, but legendary figure in the hay community, Conrad Clement, passed away at age 80, May 6th at his home in Decorah, Iowa. And the Facebook post and Twitter, I tried to share a little bit from a video that I did last fall in Grand Meadow, Minnesota. It was quite an interesting story. And maybe I'll just start with Conrad's background, this legendary place in ag history. He grew up in Newton, Iowa, graduated high school in 1962, and then went to work for the implement dealership in Newton as a mechanic. And come 1969, as a young man, Conrad moved to Grand Meadow, Minnesota, just down the road from me, which, by the way, kind of an aside here, but one of the all-time best high school nicknames anywhere in the country is the Grand Meadow Superlarks. A little bit of info for you there that you weren't asking for. But again, Conrad Clement moved to Grand Meadow in 1969, and I tell you, folks, amazing. He was so far ahead of his time. As a young guy, he opened a business called Midwest Auction and also Minnesota Implement. And Midwest Auction, and you say Grand Meadow, Minnesota, people my age and older, I'm pushing 60, but say Grand Meadow, though, they think of Conrad's Auctions back in the day. Again, there was no internet, it was decades away, but he created with Midwest Auction an auction hub in southeast Minnesota, selling, equipment from dealers and folks all over the country, literally all over the country. And so, again, way ahead of his time. And last summer, I was in Grand Meadow doing some filming with my friend Brad Graff, the owner and founder of Valley Transportation Incorporated, which, by the way, if you're looking to haul your equipment, those are your folks to do it, Valley Transportation. Brad started in 1989, same year I started my machinery P business. Great guy. And anyway, we were down filming, and I did not realize Brad's background. As a young high schooler, he went to work for Conrad Clement at Midwest Auction and Minnesota Implement there in Grand Meadow, and worked his way up and learned the business. And anyway, Brad was relaying to me all the legendary figures that came through Midwest Auction and worked for Conrad back in the day. People like Ron Gehling, Gehling Auction out of Preston, Minnesota. Bob Daly, one of my all-time favorite auctioneers out of Colo, Iowa. And just a litany of legends in the auction biz, the equipment biz, all worked with Conrad. And he built the business, and then in 1988, people remember that he actually purchased Featherlite Trailers out of Cresco, Iowa there, and ran the company and received many awards for stewardship of the company. And then he went on to actually buy the Iowa Speedway in his hometown of Newton, Iowa. So, again, Conrad passed just on May 6th, and again, we just want to shout out and say thank you to Conrad for all his contributions to the ag communities, you know, Minnesota, Iowa, and beyond. And if you want to have fun, folks, go to Machinery Pete YouTube and type in Machinery Pete Conrad Clement. And last fall, when Brad got all of the folks with auction roots back to Grand Meadow and to Conrad Clement, we got together, and I just took my iPhone, and we filmed a video. It was probably like an hour long. And I just bounced from guy to guy in this series of legends, and we talked. And I remember Conrad had a copy of a 1974 Implement Tractor magazine, and the lead feature story in that issue was his auction that spring of 74. And the pictures were just amazing. Young Conrad behind the mic in the auction truck. I think he sold a John Deere 4430 with hardly any hours for $19,000 on that sale, which back then, I mean, brushing $20,000, can't get much higher than that, can you? But again, it was really a joy to get to visit with Conrad. And so go watch that video, folks. Fun to hear Connie in his voice telling stories. Also, another shout-out to Carol Olson from Atkinson, Nebraska. Now, Carol passed some time ago, but his online estate auction was just last week, I think last Wednesday, by our friends at Big Iron. And Carol, quite a legendary figure out in Nebraska, he, in 1966, he and his brother Ted Olson started Olson Brothers Manufacturing. And they started making and selling center pivot irrigation systems all over the country, all over the place. And again, out of Atkinson, Nebraska. Now, on the sale last Wednesday, Carol had some interesting four-wheel drive tractors. He had a 1984 white 4-, I think it was a 4-270. I think it set it at just under $7,600. I brought $20,000. And then Carol had a pair of Big Buds, a 1979 525-50. It was showing 4,144 hours. That brought 77.5. And then he had another 79 model Big Bud 525-50 that brought 78,000. So pretty cool there. And again, legendary career, Carol Olson there. Now, if we talk some other auctions of note the past week that caught my eye, a couple of them last Wednesday, Our good folks at S&J Auctions had an online sale with equipment out of Belleville, Kansas. Some interesting items here. They had a 24-model John Deere S780 combine. Only had 288 step hours on it. That went for $425,250. And some late model tractors. They had a 23-model John Deere 8R250, 1,104 hours, went for $217,500. 23-model John Deere 8R230, 884 hours, went for $216,400. Another 23-model John Deere 7R230 with 596 hours came in at $212,700. And then a 2009 Stinger 6500 bale stacker. I think it had 45,661 miles on it. Always fun to see these Stingers. That brought $97,250. And one last item of note on that auction last Wednesday out of Belleville, Kansas. A 20-model John Deere 700M front loader. And the description said it had only been up and down a few times. Like new, it brought $13,600. Now, also last Wednesday, our friends at Purple Wave had their big ag auction. And as part of that auction, they had the retirement line for M3 Hilltop Ranch out of Rogersville, Missouri. And man, did they have some nice stuff. The one that I kind of blogged about last week on social media was a 12-model John Deere 8285R. We had 975 hours on it. That sold for $211,200. That came in as the eighth highest auction price ever on a Deere 8285R. But pretty interesting, folks. Of course, you could look at all this auction price data free at machinerypete.com. Just click on the auction tab and then auction results, auction price data. But that, again, is the eighth highest auction price ever. But of the top 10 highest auction prices ever on Deere 8285Rs, nine of the 10 highest have all come since August of 21. Now, if we think about it, that won't surprise us too much because, of course, the move towards pre-def equipment, really good condition pre-def, whether tractor, combine, whatever, has been really ramping up here. And particularly here in early 25, as, you know, times are tight, dollars are tight, folks aren't buying new. What they're really looking for to get the job done in the field is reliable equipment. They want the nicest, slightly older equipment. So a good example there on that 8285R. Let's see. So those were last Wednesday. Well, let me just wrap up talking just a little bit, a little trend I've seen I want to point out. Last year in 2024, the huge push by dealers around the U.S. and Canada to push out their late model equipment, the excess late model used at auction. And they took big losses to do that, but they were trying to get out ahead of the problem. And one thing I've been noticing here through May, mid-May of 25, is a big drop-off in the amount of 1 to 3-year-old equipment sold at auction. So 175-plus horse tractors down 49.6%, 1 to 3-year-old units sold at auction through mid-May. Combines and heads, same thing, down 20.8%. So again, I think the market is basically changing a lot faster than it did in the last downturn a decade ago, which was from middle of 13 to the end of 15. So that took a little over 2.5 years. This year, we dropped quite a bit right through 24, but values appear to be leveling off, maybe even bumping up a little bit here early in 25. So that's my Machinery Pete report this Monday. We will talk to you folks next week.
Get the equipment you need at the M3 Hilltop Ranch Retirement Auction, where everything sells no reserve. John Deere 7 and 8 Series tractors, a 2021 JDW 235 windrower, and more. Selling to the highest bidder in Rogersville, Missouri. Skip the back and forth and bid confidently at purplewave.com before May 14th. Find the right equipment at the right price only at Purple Wave.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. And more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Corteva Agriscience has launched a pioneer-specific biologicals offering called Nexta. Yield potential is highest before the seed goes into the ground, and Nexta solutions protect and preserve this yield potential season-long with the start-grow-finish approach. Using Nexta solutions, farmers can stress less and yield more. Learn more about how Nexta solutions can increase your crop yield. Call Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer dealer serving Durand. Visit them online at BauerSeedsAndService.com.
Milk markets are mostly lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk down 24 to 18.99, July down 17 to 18.98, August down 9 to 19.08, September milk up 3 at 19.15. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle markets are moving up mostly higher as the market was pleased with the technical reset last week. Also, the trade appears to be more at ease with advancing contracts today, not to mention the added support of stronger boxed beef prices. Aside from the soon-to-expire May feeder cattle contract, the feeder cattle markets is also as a whole trading higher thanks to the added support of the live cattle markets higher trend. The hog markets are moving mostly mixed. Nearbys are not confident that the market possesses enough immediate support to sustain the position above resistance pressure. June live cattle up 57 cents to 212.80. May feeder cattle down 60 cents to 296.25. June hogs down $1.10 to 99.22. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher. Moody's did lower the U.S. Debt credit rating, and that has helped to put pressure on the U.S. dollar index, and it's also been helpful for corn and bean and wheat markets. Also, Japan is looking to ease some of their tariff demands. They're willing to negotiate partial tariff reductions, but not full elimination. New crop corn up 2.5 to 438. New crop beans up 3.75.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Never miss a story. Text NEWS to 31313 to have today's top stories delivered to your phone.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Monday morning. And joining us right now from all the way from London, England, is Dan Bossi, Ag Resource Company. How are you, Dan?
I'm really well, Chip. How are you? It's a little late in the afternoon here, but I'm glad to be with you. Time to hit the pub almost.
Yeah, good. Well, you know, it is for Davis, too, so.
There he goes.
That's right. Hey, Dan, what are you doing in Europe? What's going on?
Well, we had a conference, or I hold a conference last week in Geneva, Switzerland, called GrainCom, and we had about 550 delegates there, Chip. And then I did some, doing some work for the CME group. We're having some hedge funds to talk agricultural markets here globally tomorrow morning. So that's why I'm here, to just speech to the hedge fund community and make some sense out of what's going on in agriculture.
Gotcha. What'd you learn at GrainCom?
Well, you know, the one thing that really stuck with me is how currency values are changing globally and how it's impacting farming around the world. The Russian farmer in particular is really struggling here, Chip. So we had a lot of Russian people. They came in and said, you know, the Russian farmer is not willing to sell wheat here and not willing to sell a lot of grains. They're backing off on a lot of inputs. And so I find that very interesting. The other factor is, you know, again, a lot of talk about will there be a truce or a peace in the Black Sea and what that means to grain prices. And everybody's trying to understand U.S. biofuel policy. And all I can say is they're as confused as we are. So we'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right. What's the talk around the U.S.-UK trade agreement?
Well, a lot of talk about ethanol. I think if you're going to stand back from this, ethanol is going to be the clear winner in terms of what all happens. I think it still may be a while before U.S. beef finds its way into the U.K. market. Other than that, you know, the U.S. is enjoying not corn trade to the U.K. per se, but to Europe. So a lot of talk about better corn demand from the United States into Europe. But here in the U.K., I think ethanol will be the first ag product that really has a lasting impact in talking to people over here.
Okay. Do you think that there's a chance that we can get past the non-tariff trade barriers that we've got with the UK on beef and pork and poultry?
It's going to be tough, Chip. It really is. I would like to tell you it's going to be easy, but I don't see it that way. And in talking to people here, they are already trying to fight these things. And so, you know, they're going to find something phytosanitarily or otherwise to keep our stuff out. And it just maddens me. But undoubtedly, there's a lot of negotiations left to occur.
Yeah, but we cannot downplay how good the news is on the 0% tariff on the ethanol. I love the fact that you went straight to it. That's a big deal, Dan.
What is, what really worries me, and I think the message needs to get out in my work, which is we need to start building new ethanol facilities, Chip. I mean, we're growing at 1% a year. It takes 2.5 years to get a plant going after permitting. And you know what? We just don't have enough ethanol production, I believe, after some of these trade agreements will be done. So my message to the U.S. ag industry is start building. Let's get this going. We need more ethanol plants.
Holy smokes. Dan, it's been... 8-10 years since we've heard somebody say that.
I know, but it's time to say it again, because I believe a lot of these trade agreements, whether it's with the UK or other countries, are really going to focus on ethanol. And I believe ethanol exports are going to be increasing substantially. The problem is I've got 18.1 billion gallons of capacity that we can't run at 100%. So maybe I can bump up 300 to 500 million bushels of corn demand. But beyond that, I need new plants. And so I want to be on record saying we need to start building some plants because I don't think there's enough out there.
I love that. Oh, man, I love hearing that. Well, and, you know, if India comes in and opens up to some ethanol trade, Dan, then if we don't get busy to meet that Indian demand, Brazil's going to get busy and meet the Indian demand, right?
That's exactly right. Brazil will take it away from us. And if we ever in this country want to move to E15 outside of the five states, again, we don't have enough capacity. So this is why when you look at trade and you look at what's going on globally, we need to be the leader here, Chip. And I need new investment for that.
Love it, love it, love it. All right. Hey, let's go back down to Brazil. Did you see the word that Marfrige, the Brazilian beef giant, has merged with BRF? They're making MBRF. It's going to be the second largest meat processor behind JBS in Brazil. And it's going to have an impact in the U.S. market as well, isn't it, Dan?
I think so. I mean, these two combined companies will be the second largest. If I saw the estimates right, it's about $26.5 billion of processing that they'll be doing annually. So this puts them not up at JBLS's, but very, very close to them. And so I think it's going to have an impact, if you will. And, you know, the crossover to the U.S. market is going to be, I think, looking at opportunities here for Brazilian select beef to move in here for the grind. So as we're thinking about it, that and tallow are the two things that stand out. Tallow for, of course, renewable diesel or biodiesel. And, of course, the select beef for what we don't have in this country, which is enough select beef for the grind.
Right, right. So the cattle industry and a lot of the cattlemen in it are looking for ways to slow down imports of beef. But Dan, with the demand base that we've got in this country and the production issues that we're having right now, we're not going to slow down imports anytime soon, are we?
We better not, or the consumer may revolt. I only say that because at retail beef prices at $8.75 a bushel, I mean, excuse me, a pound, forget bushel, pound, we're just not going to slow it down. So we need that select beef coming in from Australia and Brazil. We're not producing enough grind meat here in the United States.
Yeah, that's kind of the bottom line there. And need to meet the demand that seems to be expanding in this country. So
almost inelastic, I would use the word, Chip. I'm just shocked at the beef demand when I look at it from an economic standpoint. I never thought we would be here, but it is really the protein fads of so many, including those that are in Ozempic and some of those things that need protein and are really stepping up to the meat counter.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Okay, trade deals, more of that. President Trump is making some comments now that may have to go back to the tariff levels that were announced on Liberation Day. I don't think the markets are prepared for that, are they, Dan?
No, they're not. We were hoping to get more deals done. I was hoping that maybe this week we'd hear something from India and Japan, two countries that seem to be relatively close. Opening the Indian market, I think it was mentioned last week, the 0% tariffs would be a really big deal, even though I know there's going to be some restrictions on things like maybe wheat and some other products from the United States. But, you know, India's building a very large ethanol industry, and at some point we'll either need U.S. ethanol or U.S. corn. So I think those are two ingredients that we can look at in terms of being a demand market. And so I'm excited to get that Indian market open, though it will take time.
Yeah, it will take time yet. I mean, I am still reading and hearing news about trade with India with a skeptical tone in my head, Dan. It just seems like every time there's been progress in the past, it gets yanked back.
Well, the Indians are there to protect their 177 million farmers. And so when something happens, the Indian government, because it's such a big voting block in that country, that they are protective of them. But maybe this is the final round that the government can buy some of these things, either store it or not release it in the domestic market. And that's what my hope is. India does need more wheat. They're consuming more wheat than they produce. So the government, maybe it buys it in a government-to-government deal, and that'll be a start. But I think ultimately it's going to be corn that's going to be what the Indians are interested in terms of ethanol and the byproducts that it produces.
Wow. Okay. All right. MAHA report coming later this week. There's some anxiety over what it might include as far as some comments on modern agriculture. What are you hearing, Dan?
I'm not hearing much. I'm sorry if I've been overseas for the last 2 weeks, Chip, but I'm not hearing much on that. But okay. I imagine as we always get these kind of reports, there'll be something adverse to American agriculture. But I'm hopeful that the press and the media will kind of give us a first pass and just go on with life.
Okay. All right. What's got your attention right now? What are you learning on your trip that we need to know about?
Well, you know, the one thing that's got me attention, I don't know if you talked about it this day already, is this bird flu thing down in Brazil. You know, I just want to let everybody know that it's important, and it's important on several fronts. I mean, not only for the export of poultry from Brazil, because they are the world's largest exporter, about 33% of the poultry in the world, and, you know, a good portion of that goes to China, but those birds consume a lot of meal and a lot of corn. As I try to work through my numbers here this morning, you know, it's like 17.6 million metric tons of Brazilian meal and 42 to 43 million tons of corn. So we got to think about this not only from a export opportunity for U.S. poultry, but from a demand concern in terms of what the Brazilians will do in terms of feed consumption. We'll become more aggressive in offering meal and corn to the world market if flocks down there do need to be depopulated and started over.
Yeah, and China's—they will probably take their time in lifting that restriction, won't they?
I think the Chinese are out and already saying that they are going to be restricting Brazilian poultry. But again, we'll see. You know, the Chinese took last year about 570,000 tons of Brazilian product. I don't know where they would replace it. They're not going to do it from the United States with the trade war. But if you go back to the phase one agreement, the U.S. had worked out with in that agreement that after 90 days of no incidents, the poultry exports could restart.
Okay. All right. Dan, thank you for making time with us this morning, and be safe. Have safe travels.
Always good to talk to you, Chip. Be well.
Excellent. That is Dan Bossi, Ag Resource Company. Okay, speaking of the Maha Report, we've got some thoughts coming your way from Alex Dunn, President and CEO of Crop Life America, next.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAND25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAND25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAND25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. $5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
A product specialist located in Iowa. Brad, a break in the rain is finally getting some farmers back in the field. How are things going in southeast Iowa?
Well, Chip, we've had a little bit of the opposite condition across a lot of the upper Midwest and particularly around where I'm at, and we actually wouldn't mind getting a little rain. I would say that most of planting is wrapped up or will be this week, and where the crop is already up, it looks pretty good. In the forecast, looks like a lot of this area has a chance at some rain the next week or so, so fingers crossed. The good news is, with drier conditions, planting and early season weekend trial applications have been pretty timely this spring.
All right. So what are you keeping an eye on over the next few weeks?
That answer is pretty simple. Weed pressure. The warmer spring that we've had might lead to earlier germination from our summer annuals like foxtail and water hemp. The best way to control weeds is to take care of them early. So we'll be working with our growers all over the Midwest to tailor their post-emergent applications with the right herbicides and adjuvants to keep their fields clean in the summer. And for a lot of them, that's going to include our newest adjuvant in our lineup, Cohort. It's an AMS replacement and a recommended tech mix partner with Liberty Ultra.
All right. Tell us more about that.
Cohort's a water conditioning adjuvant that has multiple technologies to increase herbicide activity by reducing evaporation and spray droplets, increasing absorption and translocation of the active ingredient, and improving tech mix uniformity and compatibility. So that provides faster and more complete weed control, all in a convenient liquid formulation.
Yeah, once again, I'm hearing the message, do not ignore the importance of an adjuvant, right?
That's what they're for. Herbicides do their job, but sometimes, whether it's the spray water or the weeds that we're trying to kill or the environment we're trying to spray them in, can get in the way of that. Adjuvants help overcome those challenges.
All right, excellent. Brad, where can listeners go for more information?
Visit HelenaAgri.com to find your local Helena retailer and get more information about Cooper.
Thank you, Brad. That is Brad Hemmes, Helena, product specialist in Iowa.
Farmers know the land, every hill, every valley. You know what works and what you need to keep your farm running and your equipment humming. You also understand the need for affordable electricity that you can rely on. A modern, reliable power grid is the backbone of our nation's energy. But it's time to give farmers a seat at the table as the nation discusses transmission build-out. Let's build a grid that works as hard as you do. Support thoughtful transmission build-out, power your farm, and power America. Learn more about how we can power rural America at empowerruralamerica.com.
Improve feed efficiency. QLF liquid supplements promote a consistent and predictable diet throughout the bump. Nutrient distribution promotes a healthy rumen environment through consistent intake of all nutrients, including roughage. Nutrient distribution minimizes the incidence of subacute acidosis. A complete supplement maximizing rumen and animal performance. Visit QLF.com. That's QLF.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Quality Liquid Feeds, liquid supplements for all beef cattle. QLF provides nutrition, tech support, and equipment services to help your cattle thrive. Visit QLF.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us. Hey, we've got this conversation with Alex Dunn, President and CEO of Crop Life America, coming your way now. Joining us now, Alex Dunn, President and CEO of Crop Life America. Alex, talk to me about the MAHA Commission. What exactly is it?
The MAHA Commission was started by an executive order from President Trump in the middle of February. And RFK Jr., our Secretary of Health and Human Services, is the chairman of it. And it directs the commission to investigate what is making Americans unhealthy, specifically children in America, and to issue that report by the middle of May. Actually, specifically, we think the report will be out May 22nd, and then to issue a report in August of what we should do about it.
Okay. Pesticides are expected to be part of the comments that are in the report. Talk to non-farmers about why pesticides are so important.
Pesticides are important to managing disease and weeds and insects in our crops. So back in the old days, we didn't have the ability to do that, and farmers would lose massive amounts of everything they planted to insect infestation or to weeds taking over or to fungus, you know, all kinds of things that can happen out there in nature. Well, fortunately, we are able to today, with, you know, modern technologies, and it is chemistry, we are able to treat for those pests and weeds and diseases so that the crops can grow and the farmer can actually have a productive crop. And that is so important to making food in this country affordable and abundant.
Right. Right. And Alex, you know that there are people listening to this that are saying, yeah, but I've seen the headlines about pesticides and cancer and autism. So hit that head on. What does the actual science say?
Well, that is it is scary, but that is misinformation. The pesticides are subject to extensive review by the U.S. EPA under a very strict law that actually is the envy of many other countries. I actually served at the EPA in the last Trump administration. I oversaw the pesticide program for 2 years, and I got to see the scientists in action. And mm-hmm. Let me tell you, they don't let anything go if they think mm-hmm. there's any concern. But they are required under the law to assess for any environmental risk, to look at risks to the farm workers, to human health, and especially, believe it or not, to children. There's a special requirement in the law that the EPA has to look at risk to children and put a 10 times additional factor of safety for children's exposures. So we have a wonderful system.
All right. Okay, excellent. Alex, the Maha report, it is expected to be out on May 22nd. What can farmers do right now about it?
Well, what our farmers can do about it is tell their side of the story. Mm-hmm. We know that our American farmers live on their land, grow on their land, and they would not use products or grow food that would make themselves right. sick or their neighbors sick. So they can go to a website called farmervoicesmatter.org, farmervoicesmatter.org, and with a couple clicks, send a very respectful letter to the president, the vice president, secretary of the USDA, Brooke Rollins, Secretary Kennedy, the head of the EPA, and their senators and member of Congress by their zip code, and say they're a proud American farmer and they do use pesticides and they use them responsibly.
Outstanding. And it's got to happen now, doesn't it? People should, if they feel passionate about this and want to sound off and make their voice heard, don't waste any time. They should be doing it right now.
They need to do it now, because this report is going around the agencies for review and final review today. We heard that someone just got their copy today. Within the very high levels of the government, they are getting peeks at it. This is not something that I would get a look at, or you would get a look at, or any farmer would get a look at. But people are making decisions about what tools farmers are going to get access to. And right. farmers need to be heard. They need to right. be heard.
Yeah, absolutely. We are at risk of turning back the modern ag movement through some of these efforts that could be included in the Maha report. Now, here's one thing to keep in mind, everyone. When President Trump was talking about RFK Jr. in this, he made a comment that, you know, we're going to let the guy run. We're going to let him do some of the things that he wants. But if we have to rein him in, we'll rein him in. They won't rein him in unless farmers make their voices heard on this. I'm not overstating that, am I?
I don't think you're overstating it at all. That's absolutely the case. And you know, we've talked to all the major farm and commodity groups. We are very aligned. They have expressed their concerns. And yes, it's not overstating it. But if they don't hear from farmers, who are so important to the president, he yep. loves the farmers.
Yep. That's right.
He needs to hear from them. And
right.
just say, hey, all you have to do is take the word pesticide out of this report. There
right.
are a lot of things that can make Americans more healthy. And you know what will make American kids more healthy? More fruits, more vegetables, and more grains.
That's right, Alex. I certainly appreciate your efforts here. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks so much, Chip. Take care.
You bet. Alex Dunn, president and CEO of Crop Life America. All right, and a big thank you to Alex for that conversation, that information on what's coming in that Maha report. Hey, come back and join us this afternoon, 2:06 Central. We've got Brian Bassing and Vance Strading here on AgriTalk.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hard-working folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But what if you could get both? Why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. And we know this from research of members. There's a lot they like about MediShare, but especially they love being part of something they believe in. And MediShare works, too. It has for more than 30 years. There are hundreds of thousands of members who love having telehealth if they need it. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or you're part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump, in a social media post detailing his call with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, he also spoke with Ukraine's President Zelensky afterwards and says negotiations between both countries will begin.